This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A tearful and emotional reunion took place recently in Manitoba. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, a Scoop survivor was reunited with his Indigenous family after 50 years.
Jonathan Hooker was taken from his family in 1975. He was 2 months old. He is from the Mosakahiken Cree Nation in northern Manitoba. His new middle-class white family moved to New Zealand when he was 18 months old. Hooker always knew he was adopted but was never able to locate his birth mother. That is, until an ancestry test, which led him to make contact with his half-sister who lives in Texas.
So hopefully somebody else, again, from will see this and hopefully maybe start looking for their family, or it'll give them some clues to reach out and help.
Hooker had tried to find his natural family a few years ago on a visit to Canada, but without success. This time he was embraced by his biological mother, Patsy George, when he arrived at the airport in Winnipeg.
I thought I would never see him again. He was only 2 months old when they took him away from me and my other daughter, a month old.
George also recently found out that Hooker was married and had children. She said she would see her grandchildren one day. It's believed that about 300,000 Indigenous children were taken from their homes in a government operation known as the 60s Scoop. Many were placed with non-Indigenous families across Canada and around the world. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A haunting crime story and an Alaska Native legend are at the center of a new documentary that will premiere on the streaming platform Hulu next month. Ayulna Naiden with the Alaska Desk has more on the film, which is called Blood and Myth.
Blood and Myth looks into a real-life crime case that happened in Northwest Alaska over a decade ago. James Domick Jr. is the executive producer of the new documentary.
It's just an incredible story of survival and legends and violence and culture.
Domick worked at KNBA for 3 years, starting in 2016. During his time there, a co-worker asked him if he knew any Alaska stories that would make a good podcast. Domick told him about Teddy Kyle Smith, an Inupiaq actor from Kayana. In 2012, troopers were investigating the suspicious death of his mother when Smith fled to a cabin and had a violent encounter with two hunters. He was later convicted of attempted murder. Smith said that Inukuns, or little people, guided his actions. Domick described the incident in his 2019 audiobook called Midnight Sun. The new Hulu documentary is a movie adaptation of the audiobook. Domick grew up in Kotzebue hearing about the little people, creatures that exist in various legends from Inuit groups across the globe.
If all of us had the same story and we're all so spread out, it might have air of truth to it.
In the film, Domick says he also wanted to highlight the issue of justice in rural Alaska, where the state struggles to provide a consistent law enforcement presence. Domick says that Blood and Myth is a true crime documentary told through an Indigenous perspective, which is rare in today's entertainment industry.
This is the type of story I wanted to see, and no one was making it. So I made it for me. Everyone else is invited to listen and watch, but at the end of the day, it's something I made for me.
Domick has worked in film production, but being an executive producer in his own film is a first for him. He says he wondered if it was his story to tell, but decided to do it after talking to his family and elders in his community. In Anchorage, I'm Alona Naiden.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises, and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Minutes from downtown Anchorage, the Alaska Native Heritage Center is more than a museum. It's where Alaska Native traditions, languages, and arts come alive. There's always something new at the Alaska Native Heritage Center who support this show. More at alaskanative.net.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.